Welcome back to Ride University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. All right, as you know, this is Ride University, brought to you by EDAC at Morgan State University. You can see what EDAC stands for. If you're looking to send me an email, here's my mailing address as well as my email, so you can take note of that. And as I indicated, we're powered by the EDAC at Morgan State University. And for those who are new to RIDE, as you can see, RIDE stands for Returning Citizens Aspire to Develop Entrepreneurial Ventures. We're funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. So today we're talking about growth hacks for entrepreneurs. So as you know, we have a quote every time we come on. So today's quote is, every problem is a gift. Without problems, we would not grow. Anthony Robbins, motivational speaker. All right, so a couple of things. We're going to go through four things. The first one is all about social media. You know, how can we use social media and implement that into our already existing marketing strategy. So here's some things about social media. It can help you build your brand, connect you with customers, and of course, reach a wider audience. But here's the thing. You just don't want to go out and get on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, whatever platform that you're using without knowing where your customers are. So although it does say reach a wider audience, you have to know where your audience is. So I know we've done a ton of these, but if you can go way, way, way back, and we did something called customer discovery, and you can find out exactly where your customers are. So if you don't have any customers, you know, start talking to people who may buy your products or services. If you currently have customers, you know, reach out to those individuals, find out what platform they're on. As a small business owner, you can't do everything. So you have to figure out which one, okay, we'll give you two, which one or two of these platforms you're going to be on, and make sure that you stay consistent. So remember, it's just you. So make sure that you're posting, you're liking, you're going to other people's stuff, you're commenting, you know, so that you can still stay relevant. So social media is one tool. Another growth hack is a referral program. It's interesting, you know, referral program, word of mouth, social media, you know, so reach out to your current customers, your family, your friends, and ask them for a referral and, you know, reward those individuals as well. And if you don't have a referral network, reach out online and find a referral network that will help you automate where you're not doing this stuff on a manual basis. So reach out online and find a platform that you can use for your referral program. And always measure. Remember, we always talk about this too. You know, measure what's working and what's not working. So after, let's say 3 months, you want to give it 3 months, see if your referral program is working for you. Email marketing is live and well and alive. It's not dead. So, you know, as you go out to networking events, you have these individuals on social media, you know, collect their email address. And as you're collecting their email address, make sure you get permission. Don't just copy. You're not, when you see people just send people an email and it has all these email addresses, and sometimes people copy all those email addresses. Don't do that. Ask for permission. Get them to opt into your email. So maybe on your website, maybe on your social media, you have a button there that allows people to opt in. And you can use social media, use email marketing as a way to highlight, you know, new products, information about your company, whether you're hiring somebody, or, you know, let people know about your referral program, you know, so that they can come back to you as well. And as you begin to collect these individuals' emails, make sure that you have them in different pots, if you will. So let's say that I'm working with formerly incarcerated individuals. So I may want to have a database that has formerly incarcerated individuals in Maryland. formerly incarcerated individuals in Virginia, formerly incarcerated. Yeah, you get the point. So segment those individuals, because all of your emails may not go to all of your different types of customers. Got it? Good. And then collaborate with other business owners. So if you have a retail establishment or you're part of a mall, you know, reach out to your fellow retailers and ask them, hey, you know, is there an opportunity where we can do some type of collaboration? If somebody comes over here, or if I refer somebody over there, we all benefit. So kind of think about some opportunities where you can leverage other people next door to you or online. You know, using going back to social media, you know, maybe LinkedIn, that's one of the tools that you're using. You can begin to have individuals refer people back to them. It's almost like a referral program, but you refer those individuals to them and you do likewise. You can also find individuals at networking events, Chamber of Commerce, and of course, social media as well. And you may want to look at within your industry and complementary services that are not related to your industry. So let me give you an example. So let's say I own a restaurant, and let's say someone else has a ice cream parlor, if you will. So of course, I'm gonna refer people to those individuals who are looking for dessert. I'm going to refer them to the ice cream, ABC Ice Cream Company. And for those people who are just coming in town and they're looking for a nice sit-down restaurant that has some great food, yeah, they can refer them to Omar's Fine Southern Cuisine. All right, you get the point. So, you know, you can refer individuals that are or collaborate with individuals that are in your same industry, or find some complementary services that you can follow as well. So this was all about growth hacks. And don't forget, you know, we have a ton of resources for those individuals who are formerly incarcerated. And if you're interested, you can click on that QR code and it'll take you to our website. You'll get to see out here and see our podcast. We have our meetups, and our meetups are different. We call it, even though we call it a meetup, it's all about continuing education as well. We have entrepreneurship boot camps, and we're gearing up for this annual event. So reach out to us. We're on, my email is omar@edocmorgan.com. However, if you go onto the website, you'll get an opportunity to see the mailing address too. So send me a note there. And then we're also on Instagram at Ride Small Biz. Hopefully that was helpful to you. Until next time, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
This is Bookshop Production.